Namaskar to our dear listeners. I am S.V. Ayushman.
Myself, Prajukta Chaudhary.
We welcome you to the second episode of Radio Ban Bharti, exclusively on Radio Koraput.
In this second episode, we will gonna entertain you with some extraordinary talents of our students, both from juniors and seniors.
So, without any further delay, let's start this session with some motivational quotes by Prachi Priyadarshini of Standard 9th in English.
All we need is self-time, to explore ourselves, to love ourselves, to accept the way we are, hoping someone will treat us better, we forget to treat ourselves better. No matter where things go, people go, time go, unless until we have ourselves with us, that's matter. Love yourself.
Wow, what a strong motivational dose that was.
So now, let's welcome Kunal Mahapatra of UKG to present his story.
बात मेरा नाम है कुणाल महापात्रा मैं आज चूहे और शेर की कहानी बोलूंगा एक बार एक जंगल में एक शेर अपनी गुफा पे सो रहा था फिर एक चूहा कहीं से आकर उसके ऊपर कूदने लगा फिर शेर की नींद टूट गई शेर गुस्सा हो गया शेर ने अपने नुकीले पंजों से चूहे को जकड़ लिया सर मारने की सोचने लगा चूहा कांप के बोला सर राजा माफ मुझे माफ कर दो मैं इस गलती को मदद में सुधार दूंगा तो सर को दया आ गई सर ने चूहे को छोड़ दिया कुछ दिन बीत गए सर शिकार के लिए निकला सर शिकारी के जाल में फंस गया सर मदद के लिए दहाड़ा चूहा उस आवाज को सुन के शेर तक पहुंच गया चूहे ने अपने नुकीले दांत से उस जाल को काट दिया दोनों दोस्त बन गए इससे हमें सीख मिलती है कि कभी छोटे बड़ों का भेदभाव नहीं करना चाहिए
वाओ सभी एक ताली बजाइए फिर बहुत ही बढ़िया स्टोरी है
वेल डन कुणाल सो लेट्स प्रोसीड फॉरवर्ड विद अ ब्यूटीफुल सॉन्ग which will be sung by Biswa Swarpa Panda of 4th standard.
Om Bhur Bhubashvaha Tastavidurvarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yona Prachodaya Om Bhur Bhubashvaha Tastavidurvarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yona Prachodaya
What a wonderful song that was. Now presenting Avinav Shahu of Standard 8th, who's going to deliver a speech on childhood.
Greetings to our dear listeners of Radio Ban Bharti. I am Avinav Shahu, student of class 8th of SBB Vidyapith. My topic of the day is childhood. It is the golden period of a human being. The memories that we make in our childhood always brings a smile on our face. As a child, everyone must have played with toys, dolls, etc. Isn't it? Is that necessary? Yes, obviously, right? The concept of games and toys have a very important role in children's lives. It also plays a key role in creativity. Okay, one more thing. Socialization is not that important, right? Yes, it is important. Childhood is a period when children learn to interact with others, form friendships, etc. Socialization is crucial in helping children develop communication skills, empathy, and a sense of belonging within their communities. Another thing I want to say about is cartoons. Children learn so many new things. When a child begins to watch educational cartoons, he finds out a lot of new things before going to school. While watching cartoons, children try to repeat everything that their favorite character says. Then they try to speak in the same manner. My favorite cartoon character is Shin-chan. What is yours? Cartoons are great for helping children process their emotions, learn new things, and explore their imagination. Cartoons are filled with creativity, expressions, and imagination. This is why kids of all ages love cartoons so much. Emotional development. What's that? Childhood is when emotional intelligence begins to develop. Children learn to identify and manage their emotions, as well as understand and empathize with the feelings of others. This emotional growth forms the basis for building healthy relationships in adulthood. Childhood memories never quickly disappear. Childhood memories often hold a special space in people's heart. Nostalgia for the carefree day of youth can evoke positive emotions. Hey, don't you think children don't need cultural and moral values? Yes, obviously, they need it. Childhood is a time when children absorb cultural traditions and moral values from their families and relatives. They build a positive characters with traits such as compassion, respect, kindness, and humility. They can make children distinguish between right and wrong or good or bad. But we all have to agree that childhood memories and nostalgia are the best. Thank you.
What a nostalgic speech that was. Now let's welcome Pranshu Das of Standard 9th to speak something about current affairs.
To the dear listeners of Radio Banabharti, myself Pranshu Das. In today's episode, I am here to discuss a trendy topic that is about Chandrayaan 3. Chandrayaan 3 is a follow-on mission to Chandrayaan 2 to demonstrate end-to-end capability in safe landing and roving on the lunar surface. It consists as of lander and roving configuration. It has been launched by on 14 July 2023 at 2:35 p.m. IST by LVM-3 from Satish Dhawan Space Center SHAR, Sriharikota, Andhra Pradesh. The propulsion module will carry the lander and rover configuration till 100 km lunar orbit. The propulsion module has spectropolymeter of habitable planet system, which is called SHAPE. Payload to study the spectral and polarimetric measurements of Earth from the lunar orbit. Lander payloads: Chandra's Surface Thermophysical Experiment (CHASTE) to measure the thermal conductivity and temperature. Instrument for lunar seismicity around the landing site. Langmuir probe, which is LP, to estimate the plasma density and its variations. Rover payloads: Alpha Practical X-ray Spectrometer (APXS) and Laser Induced Breakdown Spectroscope (LIBS) for deriving the elemental composition in the vicinity of landing site. Chandrayaan 3 consists of an indigenous lander module, which is LM, propulsion module PM, and a rover, with an objective of developing and demonstrating new technologies required for interplanetary missions. The lander will have the capability to soft land of a specified lunar site and deploy the rover. The main function of PM is to carry the LM from launch vehicle injection till final lunar 100 km circular polar orbit and separate the LM from PM. The launcher identified for Chandrayaan 3 is GSLV MK3, which will place the integrated module in an elliptic parking orbit (EPO) of size 178,265,000 km. The mission objectives of Chandrayaan 3 are to demonstrate safe and soft landing on lunar surface, to demonstrate roving on the moon, to conduct the situ chemical experiments. The overall specification for Chandrayaan 3 is provided below. Parameter and specifications: mission, lander rover, on lunar day 14 earth days, landing site 4 km multiplied by 2.4 km. Chandrayaan 3's mission is not just about reaching the moon. It also aims to conduct scientific experiments to study the lunar environment, including its history, geology, and potential for resources. So, this was for now. We will see you in the upcoming episodes with some new trendy topics. Thank you. Have a nice day ahead.
Thank you, Pranshu, for the report. So, let's listen to a beautiful mantra by Sambit Patnaik of Standard 1.
Vaikiri Nandini Nandita Medini Visso Vimodini Nandanute Kirivara Vindasi Modini Vasini Vishnu Vivasini Dishnanute Bhagavati Hesiti Gunda Virumbini Bhuri Kadumbini Bhuri Kate Jaya Jaya He Mahisasuna Martini Rangyaka Martini Sailasute Surabhara Varsini Durdhara Darsini Durmukha Varsini Harsarute తిబుబరమోసిని సంకడతోసిని కల్మ సమోసిని హోసరుతే ధనుజని రోసిని దిత్తి సుత్తరోసిని దుర్ముఖమోసిని సిందసుతే జయ జయ హే మహిషాసున మర్తిని రంగ్యకమర్తిని శైలసుతే.
థ్యాంక్ యూ సంబిత్. Now let's proceed forward with a biography of MS Dhoni, which will be presented by P. Gayatri of Standard 8.
Hello to our dear listeners of Radio Banvati. Myself Gayatri, a student of Class 8, SBV Vidyavi. Today I'm going to speak about a legendary man who is also known as Captain Cool. I hope you already have got his identification. The legendary man Mahendra Singh Dhoni, emotion of every child and adult who made India proud. He was born in Ranchi, Bihar on 7 July 1981. He belongs from a Rajput family. He was the youngest of two children of Pan Singh Dhoni and Devaki Devi. He have studied from Jawahar Vidya Mandir. His first love was football instead of cricket. His cricket journey started from school and at school as a wicket keeper. It started from school level matches to district level matches in which he have rocked. He focused on cricket after 10th standard. It was a very struggling time for him. He had to write exams and travel to the field for his trials. He had played under 19 but he couldn't win the match. He got a proposal at TET at Kharagpur railway station. As seeing his family conditions, he had to accept the job. From 2001 to 2003, he has worked as a TET under Southeastern Railway in Midnapur, a district in West Bengal. He was depressed with his life and didn't know what to do. He was tired of his job and he quit his job on 2003. Dhoni made his first ODI debut against Bangladesh in 2004. In the starting of his debut, he couldn't play well. In his first ball, he got his wicket. And for a few matches, he couldn't make such runs within over. He had captained the Indian national team in limited over formats from 2007 to 2017. Under his captaincy, India won the 2007 ICC World 20, the 2011 Cricket World Cup and 2013 ICC Champions Trophy, the most by any captain. During 2011 World Cup, he scored. During 2011 World Cup, the first match was against Australia. MS Dhoni made 91 runs in last ball. He scored 6 runs, which made India won after 28 years. His highest ODI score is 183 runs. He is the captain of CSK. He had won 5 IPL trophies. When Dhoni comes to the field, the whole audience starts screaming his name. He is famous for his helicopter shot. He is the best wicket keeper. This year, CSK had won his 5th IPL trophy. He is a man who celebrated victory from back and lost from front. He is a man of emotions. This year is the saddest because MS Dhoni played his last IPL this year. I hope he may play next year also. Many hearts were broken. A lot of people cried. MS Dhoni, who had been honored by Padma Bhushan, Padma Shri and Rajiv Gandhi Khel Ratna, etc. Also, he is the successful cricketer in the world. The most beloved cricketer, MS Dhoni. At last, I just want to share you all a famous quote of MS Dhoni. My goal is not to be better than anyone else, but to be better than I used to be. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Amazing, B. Gayatri. You did a good job. Now let's fresh our mind with some comedy part that will be presented by Ali Basil and Sanchita Pradhan of Standard 9th.
Why are you so late? Abhi tum itle late kyun ho?
Teacher, English aur Hindi dono mein kyun bol rahi hai?
What?
No ma'am, nothing.
So why are you so late?
Ma'am, board ki wajah se.
Kaun sa board? Aur board ne tumhe kyun roka?
Ma'am, us board mein likha tha ki school area go slow. Isiliye main dheere dheere aate nahi to main kab ka school pahunch gaya hota.
Shut up. Go and sit. स्टूडेंट, मैंने कल जो होमवर्क दिया था उसे मेरे डेस्क के पास लाके रख दीजिए.
ओके मैम.
तुम्हारा नोट कहाँ पर है अभी?
मैम, घर में.
राइट. घर में नोटबुक रख के पूजा करते हो?
मैम, नोटबुक को कौन पूजा करता है, मैं लाना भूल गया.
खाना खाना तो नहीं भूलते?
यस मैम, खाना खाना भी भूल गया, टिफिन ही लाना भूल गया.
साइलेंट, कल दे देना.
यस मैम.
फिर कुछ ही समय बाद जब टीचर एक चैप्टर पढ़ा रही थी तो टीचर उसी समय चैप्टर पढ़ाते पढ़ाते अभी को टॉन्ट मारने लगी.
ऑथर हमेशा अपने बाल सजाता रहता था इसकी तरह.
मैम, मैं इतना भी नहीं सजाता हूँ.
ऑथर हमेशा आईने के पास खड़ा रहता था इसकी तरह.
ऑथर बहुत कम नहाता था और अपने कपड़े भी नहीं धोता था इसकी तरह।
मैम आपने बताया नहीं कि आप हमारे घर गए थे, आप कब आए थे मैम हमारे घर?
मैं?
यस मैम, आपने भी नहीं बताया।
मैं तो नहीं गई थी।
वह मैम मुझे मुझे लगा कि आप मेरे बारे में इतना जानते हैं, मैं क्या करता हूँ क्या नहीं, आप हमारे घर आए होंगे इसलिए तो जाने होंगे ना।
What a humorous part that was. Now let's welcome Samruddhi Shahu of Standard 8 to say something about Kalpana Chawla.
Hello there, friends and families. This is Samruddhi Shahu from Class 8 SVB Vidyapeeth. I am going to present you an inspiration to youth, the first Indian-born female astronaut. Yes, I am talking about Kalpana Chawla. Kalpana Chawla was born on 17 March 1962 in Karnal, Haryana. She was an engineer and the first Indian woman to enter space. One of Kalpana's strengths was her passion, and she always worked hard to find a way around any obstacles in science. She wanted to become an astronaut when she first saw the plane in the age of 3. Her father allowed her to pursue higher education and also encouraged her to achieve her dream of going to space. After completing her graduation in India, she completed her master's degree at the University of Texas, USA. She obtained PhD in aerospace engineering from the University of Colorado. From there, she joined the NASA MS Research Center. In 1994, she became a member of NASA. And she joined the space zone. Her dream was to travel on the moon. Kalpana's first space mission took off on 19 November 1994. Later, she flew on the space shuttle Columbia flight STS-87. Out of 6 crew members, she was the only woman on board. She had completed around 75 hours and traveled over 6.5 million miles in space. They all died when the space shuttle had an inch of crack in the space. She died on 1st February 2003. Who knew that a little crack can take the life at once, be this disaster? Moreover, I want to share a quote of her. You must enjoy the journey, because whether or not you get there, you must have fun on the way. Kalpana Chawla, who dreamed big.
So truth in her words about Kalpana Chawla. Now let's welcome Aman Patnaik to share a story.
Hi, I am Aman Patnaik. आज हम जानेंगे गरुड़देव कैसे बने थे भगवान विष्णु के वाहन। आप सब लोगों को पता होगा सारे सर्प और गरुड़देव सौतेले भाई हैं और सर्पों की माँ कद्रू ने छल द्वारा गरुड़देव की माँ विनीता को अपना दासी बना लिया था और फिर सर्पों ने गरुड़देव से कहा अगर वो उनके लिए स्वर्ग से अमृत ला दे तो वह उनकी माँ को मुक्त कर देंगे। तो गरुड़देव अपनी माँ के लिए स्वर्ग पर आक्रमण किए और सारे देवताओं को परास्त करके वहाँ से अमृत कलश का हरण करके ले आए। उनकी शक्ति को देख के भगवान विष्णु प्रभावित होकर उनको उनका वाहन बनाने की सोची।
Thank you, Aman, for letting us know about a beautiful story. So, let's proceed forward with a beautiful song by Sanjali Behra of Standard 9th in Hindi.
Musafir hu yaro, na ghar hai na thikana. मुसाफिर हूँ यारो, ना घर है ना ठिकाना, मुझे चलते जाना है, बस चलते जाना। मुसाफिर हूँ यारो, ना घर है ना ठिकाना, मुझे चलते जाना है, बस चलते जाना। एक राह रुक गई तो और जुड़ गई, मैं मुड़ा तो साथ साथ मेरा आशियाना, मुसाफिर हूँ यारो, ना घर है ना ठिकाना, मुझे चलते जाना है, बस चलते जाना। दिल ने हाथ थाम कर इधर बुला दिया, रात ने इशारे से उधर बिठा दिया, सुबह से शाम तक मेरा दोस्ताना, मुसाफिर हूँ यारो, ना घर है ना ठिकाना, मुझे चलते जाना है, बस चलते जाना।
So after all the fun, we are here to say goodbye to you. And don't forget to spread positivity and love wherever you go. We will meet you in the next episode with some more interesting topics.
Till then, I am Ayushman, signing off with a smile and a reminder to keep smiling and keep rocking. Bye.
Bye. Bye.